The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. October the 15th, 2018, 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. News brought to you by the Bad Boom Group, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great place to go in and buy those lotto numbers. And, so you can win the $653 million when it comes up. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Oh, good morning to you, sir.
How are you doing, buddy?
All right. It's a sign of the change of the seasons. I put the top back on my Jeep.
How was your weekend?
It was a little chilly this morning, yes.
Rather eventful. Took care of a whole bunch of stuff on Friday. Saturday, went to a ham radio meeting. Yesterday, we, of course, went to the barbecue along with most of the population of Reading.
That's right.
Yeah.
Picked up dinner for friends and enjoyed the evening that way.
Fabulous. That's wonderful. Okay. Well, we did the same thing, still going through doing laundry. And I love it when I can hang my laundry outside. And think I'm weird.
When not ever come back smelling like smoke?
We didn't get that yesterday, but, I pulled some of the stuff out.
We got smoke yesterday.
We certainly did.
Oh, my gosh, that fire on Lake Boulevard. Here it comes again. And, they closed down Quartz Hill Road again. They were evacuating people. We're going to talk about it a little bit right after the weather, but there was another fire right down the road from us.
Yeah, again, Lost Lane, a known area.
Why? Is it like a makeout area?
It's the canyon along
the
Boulevard where the ferals
hang out. Mini camps.
I was being romantic and thinking that was Lost Lane. Sounds like a place you go make out.
It was
not in safety.
It was, and it was man-made. The fire was caused by... But you know what? It's funny how nobody's, fighting this. Well, can't you just use the word man? It could be a woman made, too. Well, you're right. So it's person made.
Okay, person made.
It's human cause.
Human cause.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the weather quickly. 61 degrees right now. Poke your head out. It's a beautiful morning. We're going to go up to 80 today with our lows of 58. Oh, boy, I sure hope that the wind is, this is around 11 miles per hour is what we're looking to.
Boy, yesterday was big.
Yeah.
And 11 again tonight from 6 to 8, so it'll calm down tonight. Tomorrow, 8 to 10, sunny with our high near 84. Tuesday, we'll have clear skies with the lows around 57, 6 miles per hour wind in the evening. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 84. Thursday, 84. Friday, with sunny with a high near 87. And Saturday night with high near 87. I'll tell you what, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And yesterday, we did our Costco run. And, you just think you're going into a big store. You can just count on the fact that you're going to run into a bunch of people, What is that segueing me to? Nothing except for I wanted to know if you want to do this now, Carl, five things you need to know today.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. So number one, Sears. How many times in your life did you go to Sears? Sears was
my mom used to work part-time at Sears during the Christmas season.
Yep. Did she?
She would go there every year during Christmas season, and she would get extra money for Christmas. And she would be one of the sales ladies at I don't know which department because I can't, it was a long time ago.
When you were little.
No, I wasn't little, though. I was like, I was six and seven. But, okay. But mom would go down during Christmas, and that would be, and she'd be, get herself all dressed up, and she'd go down there. And she'd work for like a couple of weeks during Christmas or 3 weeks during Christmas.
Well, Sears to me represents where you go get your appliances and where you go get your vacuum cleaners and where you go get your tools.
My childhood was defined by the Wish book.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the catalog.
God, the catalog. The thick 2-inch catalog. pouring through it.
Of course,
and it was
in those, Sears catalogs,
yes.
back in the hinterlands, were used for another reason.
Yes.
After
yes.
you had your wish book and all that, they were used out in the outhouse.
Well, when you think about it, that was kind of what would you call that when you?
Well, that's what you had.
That's recycling.
That's the word. Okay, so Sears filed for bankruptcy early this morning after the once dominant retailer couldn't make a $134 million debt payment that was due today. Which was also Kmart, says it will stay in business and keep open profitable stores as well as online shopping sites. But it will close at least 142 more stores this year on top of the 46 store closings it had already planned for next month. Sears is a 132-year-old company and changed how Americans shopped, but it has struggled in an era of big box stores and internet shopping and has long been drowning in debt.
The internet shopping, because they did not adjust to it.
Number
because
two.
They could have been online, too.
I know. Number two. Why weren't they?
Well, it's like
business
well,
decision.
It's like,
they didn't adapt.
What was the Blockbuster?
Blockbuster Video?
They had a chance to buy Netflix early on and chose not to, thinking it wasn't going to be a big thing. There's one Blockbuster store still open, I think, in the United States.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm not
okay,
sure
number two,
that.
German elections. Angela Merkel's fragile coalition government just got a bit more fragile. A political party allied with her in the state of Bavaria lost its majority in Bavaria's parliament in an election yesterday. The party, the Christian Social Union, had pretty much ruled Bavaria since the end of World War II, but the refugee crisis in the country fueled the rise of far-right anti-immigration parties that gained seats in parliament for the first time. Bavaria bore the brunt of the 2015 refugee crisis. At its peak, thousands of asylum seekers were crossing into the state every day. Since then, both Merkel and her CSU allies have been criticized for their management of the influx. The outcome of the election further weakens Merkel's coalition, which took 4 months to form and almost imploded over refugee issues.
Well, you know, they say the far right on this. I mean, I don't know German politics, but is the far right is somebody that says that, hey, you know what, we should control our borders? Is that the far right? Is that what's getting to be the far right?
I think that's what they're controlling.
If you know what the problem was is Merkel had thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of refugees come in with no controls or anything. She just let them in, and now they're reaping that hundreds of thousands of people coming in there, having to take care of them, having to pay for them, the problems that Germany is having in. Sex crimes, assaults, all these different things that are happening that Germany did not have before they opened up those borders like that. So people, I think, rightfully say we need to be able to control our borders. We need to be able to say that, hey, you can't do this.
Well, my sister-in-law.
I mean, what's wrong? I still don't understand why there's people in the United States that just want to have an open border policy. I mean, it doesn't work.
I was talking with a friend of mine who is extremely liberal, knows I work here. And made some crack about, well, if you did anything except read alt-right boards and listen to Fox News, you would be a better informed person, which, of course, neither of which I actually do.
Yeah.
So these presumptions, and both sides are guilty of this, making the presumptions.
Yeah. Well, my aunt is German, and my uncle met her in Germany while he was in the army. And anyway, so a couple years ago, they were in Sacramento and visiting, and some of her family, most of her family lives back in Germany, and she said with this immigration issue crisis, the Germans, the people who have been living there for a year, are very, very upset. And I mean, I think she's probably in the middle of the road, probably further to the left, my aunt, who's close to my age, so it's kind of weird to call her my aunt. Anyway, so I just remember her saying that the immigration problem is very bad on the people who have been living there for years, working in delis, working her father's a butcher, because of the crime, A, and B, taking jobs from the Germans. I mean, they can consider themselves Germans, but they're new to the country. I mean, I guess it's a noble thing if you get a job. But I don't know. There was no management over that.
Well, that's, again, it's a type of thing is if you manage your immigration, you bring in the right, you know, the right numbers and people that can, you know, can help your economy and people that are there for workers. We learned in Quebec, they're begging for people to come in there. They're just opened up their borders just trying to get people to come in and take the jobs they have there. And they just can't control the weather.
Well, should we take a break? And we do have three more items on five things you need to know if you want to talk about Hurricane Michael, Saudi Arabia, and affirmative action.
This portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. 58 degrees today. It's going to be getting down into the 40s, and I hope that you have your your heater ready to go, and that when you turn it on, you're not going to get this puff of black smoke because you didn't have your filters cleaned or your air ducts cleaned and all this. But Alliance Heating and Air can take care of all of your HVAC needs. A veteran-owned business voted best in the North State, been around for over 25 years. This is who we use, Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. We'll be right back.
Should I go? If you say that you are mine.
Every day we hear about the dysfunction and fighting in Washington, D.C. It's hard to know who to trust. That's why we need real local leaders, like our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's a farmer who understands our community. Doug LaMalfa isn't part of the establishment. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. The North State is my home and always will be. I work for you and put people above politics. I've worked to help our local veterans and the victims of the catastrophic fires, and I'm fighting to make sure everyone gets the health care they need and can afford, including those with pre-existing conditions. I'll always fight for our values and to make our community better. Jobs are coming back, and we passed one of the largest tax cuts in history for middle-income families. I'm fighting to make Washington work for you. Thanks for listening.
Real results for real people. That's our Congressman, Doug LaMalfa. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Every year, Goldmark Fine Jewelry customers have enjoyed our fall clearance sale, finding everything from that matching band to go with their engagement ring to that absolutely perfect vintage piece. Once again, we've brought together the best selection of one-of-a-kind items, priced them to move, and now's the time to act. The sale has begun, and you'll have till the end of the month to save, better than Black Friday or online sales. Hurry, make time to visit our massive showroom. If you wait too long, your neighbor will snag that piece you've always wanted. Goldmark Fine Jewelry on Hilltop Drive, Reading.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick. In my other life, I'm the marketing director for Reading Kia.
It's Customer Appreciation Month. You can own a 2018 Kia Rio ID 074062 for $229 per month and zero down.
Oh, my goodness. Own a new 2018 Kia Forte ID 281123. $256 per month, zero down. Interest rates going up, but not at Reading Kia.
It's 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2018 Kia Fortes, Kia Optimas, Kia Niros, and Kia Stingers. Customer Appreciation Month ends 10/31/2018.
Kia Rio, MSRP 15960 minus 1000. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR. Kia Forte, MSRP 18902 minus 2250. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR.
0% for 66 months is $15.15 per 1000 financed on approval of credit, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing charge. up, subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, RedingKia.com.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Okay, I like the idea of walking into the room with this, like, click, 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 click. Those are high heels. Click, 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 click. I'm ready.
I will point out this is David Bowie and Queen and not Vanilla Ice, which you will likely never hear on this radio station.
1 minute after the hour, 7 o'clock here on Monday, the 15th of October, 2018, 61 degrees, going up to 80 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Head on down to the Lewis branch, 1845 California Street, though they are opening up another branch down in Main Street in Red Bluff, and find out how they move local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. When we left, we were doing the five things that you should know. Sears, as we just talked about, just went...
And then, German elections.
And then the German elections.
Okay.
This is going to be interesting to see the next time that they have a larger election, see if Merkel can
right.
hang on in there.
Well, can I say just before that, speaking of dreams, every time I make spaghetti, of course, made a big pot of spaghetti because we watched the games last night. Of course, we watched. It was really wonderful. It was great. Kansas City and Patriots. Great game. Ugh. But anyway, but I had nightmares. I had nightmares. It was the toss and turn, and it happens when I have spaghetti and I eat it late. I'm not sure.
She's on the phone until a certain time. Catching it with her girlfriends. But this thing with this, you know, just before about that Kansas City, I wanted to see the Kansas City Patriot game because this young quarterback that Kansas City has mm-hmm. is named Mahone, is from Texas Tech, is just, I mean, he is just blistering the league up right mm-hmm. now. But as Chris Collinsworth said, he goes, well, you know, as and he mentions his coach's name, it's too early to pull out the anointing oil. Yet for this young man.
I love that.
But,
it's funny.
And he came in, and so here's this young, he's who looks like he could be the future. Again, looks like he could be, like everybody thought, Colin Kaepernick could be. But this young man is in there, and he's got Kansas City undefeated, and here comes Tom Brady, the GOAT.
Right.
You know, and going against him. And
but it was a good game.
It was a real good game. And they put pressure on this young man. Mm-hmm. He had two interceptions, but he kept coming back and throwing that ball, mm-hmm. and he kept throwing that ball. And they've got this wide receiver named Hill that's faster than anybody in the world. He just it's like he's being transported from spot to spot. He catches the ball, and the whole Boston team is running at an angle to catch him, and he can't do it. But then it comes down finally to that last drive with 3 minutes left, and who's got the ball?
Mm-hmm.
The GOAT. And it goes
mm-hmm.
from the GOAT to Gronk.
Yeah.
Brings the ball down. Then they place the ball, and with 3 seconds left,
yes.
guy kicks a field
it's
goal.
It's not over till it's
game's over.
Over.
But Brady went over, made a special trip over to see the show.
Yeah,
quarterback.
Because I'm telling you right now, if he remains humble and kind, which he
is,
sounds like,
which he is.
Every interview, it's never a me.
It's never. It's all about his team.
Yeah, love it. Okay, number three, Hurricane Michael.
Boy, I tell you, just completely, you're seeing more and more and more destruction of this.
Dozens of people are still missing. About 30
yeah.
to 35 people remain accounted
dogs,
for.
Yeah, the cadaver dogs are out there. President Trump and Melania are heading down today to look at it. This one guy was saying, see, right here from my... He says, from my window right here, I used to be able to see a duplex there and a single-family house there. They're both here laying up against my house.
And local schools are scrambling to get students back into class. The misery extends beyond Florida with more than 250,000 customers still without power in seven states from Virginia to Florida, or Florida to Virginia. Of course, the president and his first lady will be there today. Number four, Saudi Arabia. International pressure has been mounting for days for an explanation into the disappearance of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Turkey. Germany and France demand an investigation. Businesses are pulling out of conferences there. Politicians in the U.S. have talked of sanctions. Over the weekend, the Saudis pushed back, threatening to retaliate if the U.S. imposed sanctions.
Well, they've also said now that they're going to do a combined sweep of the consulate, the Saudis and the Turks.
Well,
supposedly,
right before,
the man Kasaji had a wristwatch that recorded his death. Now, this is what, you know, people are saying, they have some kind of, how can they get that stuff?
Well, there's been a couple of incidents now. In fact, a individual was brought to trial based on telemetry from the victim's Fitbit.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the same time, his vehicle was shown on CCTV coming into the neighborhood.
That was the illegal there in Kansas or someplace.
Oh no, this was like her father-in-law or something. But the woman's heart rate spiked and then went dead at the exact same time his car was at her address, and that was used to build more forensic evidence. He had otherwise very well covered his tracks, but the Fitbit busted him.
Was this the Iowa?
Yeah, incident? I think so. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, so anyway, I think I saw this morning.
But this kind of watch, I think it wasn't a Fitbit. It was.
Well, the Apple Watch monitors your heart, too.
Mm. Well, okay, so they said it recorded it somehow. So, okay, maybe that was it.
So it'd be telemetry, or Apple Watch can record audio.
Well, according to Trump this morning, before he was boarding the plane to go to Florida, I believe his words were he talked to the king, and he said, hey, this is absolutely false. So.
Wow. Okay.
Number five, affirmative action.
Okay, never lied.
A lawsuit that could spell the beginning of the end of affirmative action goes to trial today in a federal court in Massachusetts. Have you heard about this?
No.
Carl? The suit was filed by a group of conservative advocates on behalf of Asian American students who failed to gain admission to Harvard. The group wants Harvard's racial admissions practices that traditionally...
I have heard this, yes.
Okay, and Latino students overturned.
The Asian Americans are saying that, hey, we're being discriminated against because of these quotas that are given. We're competing too strongly in this. So they said, no, you're not being admitted because we have X number. So that's what they're asking, is that the affirmative action quotas be done away with. And if that's the case, then it could be anywhere. And, of course, California, in its infinite wisdom, is putting affirmative action into boardrooms by saying you have to have so many women in each boardroom of companies.
Well, okay. Okay, and then on show business news, Fleetwood Mac is known for much of its drama as it hits. Now, ex-member Lindsey Buckingham is suing over getting kicked off the band's latest tour.
Huh. Okay.
That's my stuff.
I think it's a couple of years before we go. We're going to have the stand down. The North State stand down is going to be on, and they're going to be with us after the break. But another fire that we were talking about, 38 acres, damaged homes. Benton Drive at Quartz Hill closed again. That was another scary thing. And we're watching this as it's spiraling across. We weren't watching TV all day, but we saw the fire, and we were busy the rest of the day. And then it was contained, though, by 12:45, they're saying. They had closed. They had evacuated the neighborhoods up there because they had all the fire engines there to protect homes. One home was damaged, it looked like, pretty severely by the photos. But again, human caused.
Yeah. We were fortunate in that we had assets on hand. There were aircraft. Brenda knew something was up when all of a sudden half the tanker fleet suddenly takes to the air in a great big hurry. But they had four tankers on it very quickly in a helo.
Yeah.
And a nice big source of water handy for the helo to work with.
Well, then you have when you have the, 38 acres doesn't sound like a lot, but if you're in the middle of a housing development, that's a huge, huge thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, again, the wind was blowing so hard. Now, talking about more fires in Cottonwood. Cottonwood had more fires. Started around 3 a.m. the other night. No injuries, no buildings destroyed, but along the roads, they had one fire start, and then as they were putting that one out, they had six others that started along the roads all around 3 a.m. So this person, if it's the same person, they're going to use this to see if it has anything to do with the other fires in Cottonwood. This has got the people pretty much stirred up, as it should. And if you lived on Willow Drive, you'd have to be thinking I'd be out there on top of my roof with night vision devices.
Yeah.
Looking.
Hire your buddies.
Yeah, looking around because... this person who is, starting these fires, and he's targeting elderly people. Of course, the lady that died was 89 when he set her house on fire.
Oh, my God.
But, the sheriff's got people out there. They've got people, all types of people out there. But, who would be doing something like this, and something that close? Is it somebody that lives in that neighborhood? Is there something that's, you know, or is this somebody that's just a, you know, I'm saying there's a transient that's living out there that's just got a fire thing going?
Somebody with an axe
grain. Something. Anyway, hopefully they'll catch this person too. We're going to take a break, and we're going to have the organizers of the North State Stand Down. North State Stand Down is a tremendous organization. Once a year, this time of the year, they go out and they take over the Anderson Fairgrounds or part of the Anderson Fairgrounds. And they help veterans. And it's not handouts. It's not they just give them things. It's a hand up in that they help get their licenses back. They do a lot of different things. But we're going to be talking to the organizers of them as soon as we get back from our break. But this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Speaking of veterans, it's a veteran-owned business. Jeff Worst started this company decades ago. He is truly from the old school. He knows what he's doing on the windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. He can fix it. He can fix it now. He guarantees his work. There's nobody that knows better how to fix a windshield than Jeff Worst. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment. Go in, have him take a look at your windshield. If you can't fix it, he's not going to waste your time. He's not going to take your money over things he knows that will not do the job. Jeff Worst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back. 7:31 in the morning here on the 15th of October. 61 going up to 80 today.
In life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Check out our monthly blackjack races, 500 cash up for grabs, and 500 free slot play. Come explore our exciting table games. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studio. It's the KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is exactly 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 15th of October. 61 degrees here in the studios of KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. It's going to go up to 80 today. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's getting colder. Give them a call.
And I just want to acknowledge Bob Belongi. I do love your bump music. You always pick out a very interesting, you know, little snippets of music that are great, and there always seem to be.
Looking at the newer stuff, it's harder and harder to find something that I can actually play.
Right. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. We think, you know, we've been with them, and they actually designed and made both of our wedding rings. Been with them for years. We love them. Locally owned. They're located on Hilltop Drive. They've done so much for the car fire, and you can go in there and just get a battery changed. So, great people, 2225 Hilltop Drive. That's Four Winds Jewelry.
Okay, we're here with Chris Smith from the Stand Down, North State Stand Down. It's going to be this weekend, 25th, 26th, and 27th. Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
Fine. Talk to us about this.
This is the 13th annual Stand Down, and it's going to be held at the Shasta District County Fairgrounds inside the Presaro Hall.
Mm-hmm.
It is in Anderson. It's on the 25th, 26th, and 27th. It's geared towards helping the homeless and on the verge of homeless veterans and their dependents.
Okay.
We have things like homeless shelter help, food, job services and unemployment help, medical services, clothing and hygiene, general assistance in CalWORKs, Veterans Administration benefits. They even have a veterinarian to help take care of your pets.
Yeah, they can come in. And you start all the registration starts at 8 a.m. on Thursday and Friday. They have temporary housing with security there.
Yes.
Families. We've been seeing more and more families coming in each year.
Especially now with the effects of the car fire, those who may not have been homeless or were on the verge, who lost everything in the fire, they're, you know, welcome to come on down.
And you do have a Pam Woolbert. Woolbert will be there, and she will help with car fire assistance for the veterans and their dependents.
Yes.
That's going to be included in the Stand Down this year. This is the first time that's happened. But these driver's licenses and identification information, they're going to be there. And this is important because there's a way of being able to get your driver's license back if you've lost it over for some reason.
There's going to be court services as well, I believe.
Okay.
Well, it says for child support.
Yes.
So I would think that, you know, people are trying to figure out, I have nothing coming in. What do I mean, this is a place that you can go to where they've got attorneys there. They're going to help you figure out your situation so you don't get deeper dug in the hole.
Exactly.
And here's the other thing, too, is if you don't have a job and you don't have a home and you can't make your child support payments, they then take your driver's license.
Exactly. Then you have no way to get to work.
It exasperates anything. If you do get a job, now what are you going to do? Or you're not making enough money in the job. You know, this whole thing, you know, is – It's hard to figure out how the state of California can do this to people. You know, and yes, I understand there's times when people just don't want to pay and they've got the money like that and you can drop a hammer on them. But in some of these cases, it's ridiculous. But you can go in and try and get that. The other thing you can do is if you're a veteran but you don't have your 214, you can come in and they will find that 214 for
That's
you
great.
If you're a veteran.
Because it could have been lost.
And
it
that
could be lost
right
or
there.
Stolen or
and
burned.
In the Shasta County Veterans Service Office will have their team there. Celestine will have her team there. So you can come in and start, and you may find out that, you know, here's a veteran that was discharged and he had medical problems, that they can help him get him or her receive the medical assistance or the care that they have, that they rate.
Exactly.
And
so.
The famous food truck.
Well, this is my first year.
Okay.
So I haven't done it before.
Oh, they
so.
Have, the food they have there is just outstanding. Have, you know, Frank
wants to say, Frank, good morning, yeah. Frank Rose.
Good morning. They have meals three times a day for the providers. That's the one they're in for Sarah Hall that do free things from the county as well as the city to help veterans. And then all of the volunteers that are there, as well as all of the veterans that are there. So they feed everybody three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And Jim Leedy, who's the head chef, has been doing this for at least 10 years in the service for 28 years with the Army and the Navy as a chef. He prepares all the meals. And then we have outside people come and do buffet-style serving. They do the pots and pans afterward. So we feed everybody, and we're asking for donations to take care of the food costs, because each breakfast, lunch, and dinner costs about $500 to $600. So it costs about $6,000 to feed everybody.
Also, you need volunteers to help with just taking care of all. You get all types of stuff in there.
Yes,
right?
Yes. We actually need volunteers to cut hair for people. There's a clothing giveaway.
I give combat haircuts.
So do I.
I mean, if you're in combat and you're in a place like Mogadishu or some little horrible place in Iraq and you need a haircut, I have been known to cut hair.
I do a great buzz cut.
I usually ask the question, are you getting ready to rotate out of here anytime soon? And if the answer is no, then I can cut hair. Because we have those little barber kits that they hand out to us, and everybody has a good time. You know, I've seen reverse mohawks. They go from side to side in your head instead of front to back. I never did that one, though I thought about it once. Okay, I'm sorry, but going on, we need a volunteer that can cut hair.
Yes.
This could be a retired person that can cut hair and just kind of come in there that day, and after they have showers and everything, just come in there. And
hopefully
just
somebody with a license.
To have a license?
I believe they do.
Yeah, you're right.
They have to have a license to cut hair. Legalities.
Yes, that's true.
Would dictate. There's clothes giveaways, shoes,
bags.
Socks, bags, hygiene equipment. Just it's great for them. And as far as donations, we have the, pardon me, NorthValleyStandDownAssociation.org, where you can go, you can get more information. And I believe there's a place on there for more information. And
sure. And
a
also,
place for donations.
They take care of animals, too. And
yes.
Do you know which one of the veterinarian services does this?
I do not know which one.
And the Anderson
okay.
Veterinary Services does this. And they come in, they'll bring in their pets, and Anderson will get them up in their inoculations, make sure they're healthy and all that. Now, those pets have to be there.
The pets have to be registered by 1 p.m. on Friday.
I've seen more and more families coming in to the stand down, which was kind of like, you know, that was sad. But they were there. And I'm not talking about just a husband and wife. I'm talking about a husband and wife. Two or three kids are coming in here.
Yes.
Now, they can get transportation if somebody does not have transportation and they're in the Yreka area, Mount Shasta, or any of these places, they can be picked up from Hay Fork, Lake Boulevard, and all the way down to Orville, Chico, Los Molinas.
Right. And I believe that's Thursday only to get them there.
Right.
Okay.
To get them there. And they'll get them back on Sunday.
I would imagine so.
I imagine so.
So, again, the stand down is October 25th, 26th, and 27th down in Anderson at Fiercero Hall at Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you have to animals have to register before 1 o'clock.
Well, if they bring their pets down
right.
with them. They'll
and
get them
people have to register by 8 on okay. Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
So we get them there early. All these people work really hard to try and help. And let me tell you, there are many cases where this one day has helped, or this weekend has helped people take that hand up. And they get jobs. They
yes.
they move on from here. It gets them the identification. They get back into society, and in many cases, they come back to help on
yes.
these weekends. There's a lot of success stories out of this. If you haven't been down there, you need to come down because Chris or Frank will give you a tour through there to see the things that are going on, and it's extraordinary. And we'll be down there Friday for a remote there.
I'd be glad to take somebody around. I would learn a few things myself.
Okay.
Well, thank you for your hard work, too.
Thank you.
Chris Smith, and this is for the North State Stand Down 2018, the 13th year. This is going on. They still need some people, volunteers, to cut hair and the rest of the stuff taken care of, and we'll be talking about this for the rest of the week.
And they also could use some money.
Yes.
Always be able to use donations down there.
And thank you, Frank Rose, who's always very involved with anything veteran, was Italian and Veteran of the Year. He's the public relations for the North, as well.
Aren't
for
you
going to
be in the Veterans Day Parade? Aren't you going to be the Grand Marshal there?
That's so cool.
Frank's there. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here, and Home Helpers brought us this segment of the show. Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark and her people are there to help. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Reading Home Helpers. We'll be right back.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
Jerry, will you check if Dave has started his Christmas shopping yet?
You know he didn't start until December 24th last year. Of course he has not started.
That explains the PJs in the calendar I received last year.
Just for that, I think Dave owes you diamonds this year.
Oh, I like that idea. How can we make that happen?
I'm adding Gold Mart's fall clearance sale to his calendar right now.
Awesome. I just love diamonds. I'm going to Gold Mart right now to pick out items for my wish list. Thanks, Sherry.
Shop Gold Mart Fine Jewelers fall clearance sale now through October 31st on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Party rock! Party, 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 party. Yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Linderbach. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 61 degrees going up to 80 today. Gosh, you see weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans getting cooler, and they also have payment plans there. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. North State Security started 50 years ago. 50th anniversary this year started by the Beck family. As you know, last week, that Lance Beck, our friend, passed away last weekend, a week ago on the summit. And,
that was just a real, you know, our hats and our hearts go off and our hearts go out to the family because that was sudden.
It was sudden, but they continue to move on with his son and with the great people they have down there. They've been working for 20, 30 years side by side with Lance. Well over 100 officers, 200 clients. They're the ones that help take care of the high school football games, the electric utilities, the power plants, the guys, how about the river trails, all of this at North State Security. Give them a call, 243-0295, North State Security.
Well, good morning again for, oh my gosh, we're a little bit later. I was thinking we're at the top of the hour here.
Not yet.
I was thinking, wait, Carl, you're off. No, I'm the one who's off. 61 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs will be 80 tonight, 58. And our friends at Shasta Gas Propane.
I know, I did that.
You did it.
You were wandering. You were circling out there. You were circling around.
I'm sorry. Let me come back to reality. What's going on?
Well, a lot of things going on today. This week, last night, Trump had an interview of 60 Minutes, Leslie Stahl. And they got into it about There was, you know, some of the questions were contentious about, you know, his friendship for Putin. And he says, I get along with Putin. Am I supposed not to? And then with Kim, he says, you know, since we had the meetings with Kim and we have more scheduled, there's been no threats. There's been no nuclear blasts. There's been none of these things. And I don't understand what the problem is. He says we have good chemistry. And it's helping make America safe. So what's the problem there?
And?
Well, there's no, you know.
Blah, blah, blah.
There's no answer to that because what he says is true. People don't like it because he's Trump. And then they said, well, do you trust everybody in the White House? He says, not everybody. Not everybody. No, I don't. There's people in there that are, you know, or he says, I used to think in New York that the toughest guys in the world, toughest guys and girls in the world were the real estate agents. After being in D.C., they're cupcakes, the real estate agents in New York. The other things when they talked about that, what was going on with Saudi Arabia? He says, "Well, Saudi Arabia were trying to find out if they did have something to do with the law, the missing journalist, if the royal family did, and also the fact that Putin has been known to assassinate his opponents." And he said, "Yeah, he probably has." He says, "But." That's another country. You know, we don't do that here.
A couple things reading this morning.
So it was pretty good. I mean, and the last part was he says, well, Leslie, I am president and you aren't.
Oh, that was good.
I like that answer.
Okay, a couple things on the other side here that have come up, and I'd love to get your input. Elizabeth Warren. Remember he made these comments about
she
her?
She has found out after a DNA test
there
that somewhere between the sixth generation and the tenth generation.
It was her great, great, great.
Or more. Great.
Well, great. According to this article,
it's either 1/32nd or 1/512th.
Well, then she can say that she's had some Native American blood in her. So
why didn't she do that a long time ago?
Well, because
how do we know it's her blood?
Is there a chain of custody?
Is there a chain of custody on that blood?
No, I'm just saying. Maybe that she just does she deserve an apology? If it's true, in fact, that she. It's not. She does have ancestry that is Native American.
If Trump was smart, he would apologize to the Native Americans.
Okay. That's what I wanted to get your feeling about that. Okay, little smarty pants. Now, what do you think about Alec Baldwin talking about his coming off his fresh appearance at the Saturday Night Live?
Overthrowing the government?
The way we implement change in America is through elections.
Yeah, that's true.
In that orderly way, we need to overthrow the government of the United States under Donald Trump. Not in a violent, awful way, but it must be overthrown nonetheless. Let's make America great again by making Donald Trump a casino operator again.
Well, but that's true. If you don't agree with the elected official that's in there, you could overthrow them. You can do it in the election booth. You don't do it by, armed revolution. So and what he says is absolutely true. But you read the headlines. It says, Baldwin says overthrow the government.
Yeah.
Well, he did say overthrow the government, but you look at everything else he said. Through an orderly process by voting.
Yeah.
Well, if it bleeds, it leads.
Even though he's...
Context is everything.
It sure is.
Baldwin, who used to be the... they used to hate him because of the battle he had with his daughter. He called her a little fat pig and all these things.
Well, maybe that was taken out of context.
He also abused his wife, Kim Basinger. And all that's been forgiven now.
Well, all right. So I just want to know how you feel about it. Do you think that there's so much hostility...
That
we're going to be going into the midterm elections and seeing a lot of blue.
I would have thought that there could have been overturns of that, but then I saw that after what happened with the Kavanaugh hearings, that mobilized a lot of people. Now, it angered a lot of the Democrats and it angered a lot of the Republicans. So it's whoever stays angry the longest.
Yeah.
Really, because the
why
the
do we
fact
need
is,
all this anger?
I don't know why we do it instead of just voting on. Here's the thing is this whole part, this whole thing about how if you're wrong, I have to destroy you. If you don't believe the way I do, and there's something wrong with that.
Okay, so going along with those lines, Carl, we were talking about the game that we watched last night. We really liked. Well, you were talking about Hill went down and made a touchdown. I'm just reading this that he ran down and he got to up to the fence. And the fans threw beer in his face and flipped him off.
See?
Now, do you think that if you saw that person in the cam, that person should be thrown out and not allowed in that game?
Yeah,
out.
Yeah,
identify the offending fan. That
kind of action is not. Nope, when are we going to start doing that?
If they can identify that person,
spraying beer in the guy's face.
I know, but if they can, and then he almost went in after him, but his teammates grabbed him.
The fact is,
if the Patriots, what the Patriots ought to do is they find out who those people are, if they can identify them in any way. And then to make sure they don't ever come back to the game, and then make sure that's publicized. Say you don't throw beer you don't need to do that. You're going to be cursing them. Well, it's Boston. We were just in Boston, so
of course stories about the football quote unquote the soccer fans some of the stunts they pull.
They're stabbing each other. So there's in Oakland.
I just
in
don't
Oakland,
like to see that.
And San Diego when they'd get into their fans would come down. The fights that would be in the stands were better than the games on the field.
Oh, yeah.
And this one guy gets arrested for stabbing this guy. He says, look, you can see in the video. He says, see where my thumb was on the blade? It was only going to go in a little bit. I was just trying to get his attention. I mean, that's what he said, and it was true. You can see where his finger was on the blade. He's putting like about maybe an inch. Maybe less than it was less than an inch. He was just poking him just to make sure he get the word.
I believe the California Penal Code makes no distinction in assault with a deadly weapon.
I think that's pretty much.
How many inches was it?
I don't know. I think that was pretty much the. That's what they said. You know, we don't care if you had your thumb there. You know, you're stabbing this guy. Okay. You know what? Wouldn't it be great though? Is it after a huge game? And, you know, like after the election, that the Democrat walks across the stage. Or the Republican walks across the stage and they hug the other person and say, hey, look, it was great, you know, and good luck, and I hope you have a great season.
Yeah.
Or a great 4 years so our country gets better. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, I love
that.
Dreams.
I love that. Well,
we can only hope. We got to get past this stuff.
We'll get past it.
I just
we'll
don't like it. To see.
The Republicans have gotten past it. I'm not sure the Democrats are going. You know what? The Republicans got passed because they won. You know, and if the Democrat when the Democrats are if they win, they'll be past it. Oh no, we've got to be nicer now. All right, we got to take a break. We come back. We're going to be talking to a young man who's built an empire right here in the Reading area. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Turkey and Saudi Arabia are expected to conduct a joint inspection today of the Saudi consulate in Istanbul nearly 2 weeks after the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Meanwhile, President Trump is sending his Secretary of State overseas to learn more about what happened.
I've asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to immediately get on a plane, go to Saudi Arabia, go to other places if necessary, which he probably will. But with regard to this, go to Turkey if necessary.
The White House is brushing aside threats by Saudi Arabia that it might retaliate for any U.S. punitive action imposed over the suspected murder of Khashoggi. Just hours after declaring a state of emergency in Georgia, the President and First Lady are touring parts of hurricane-devastated Florida and Georgia today. Meanwhile, in what's left of Mexico Beach, Florida, a frantic search continues for the 250 or so residents who've been reported as missing and may have chosen to ride out that storm. FEMA Director Brock Long calls the destruction there some of the worst he has ever seen. The retail giant that once billed itself as Where America Shops has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
Sears joins a growing list of retailers that have shut their doors in the last few years amid a fierce competitive climate. But with its colossal size, Sears liquidation will have even wider ripple effects from landlords to its workers. Sears once dominated the American landscape, but the company, which started out as a mail-order catalog in the 1880s, has been on a slow march toward extinction as it lagged far behind its peers. Julie Walker, New York.
The ageless Tom Brady passed for 340 yards and a touchdown and ran for another as the Patriots downed the Chiefs 43-40 in Sunday Night Football. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-452-6990. That's 800-452-6990. 800-452-6990. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
New York Senator Charles Schumer is calling for new federal safety regulations for stretch limos in the wake of that horrendous crash in upstate New York that claimed 20 lives.
When stretch limos are not held to the same types of safety standards that we have for regular limos, for trucks, for cars, it leaves countless prom goers and wedding participants and other customers unwittingly at risk.
Officials say the limo in that crash should never have been on the road after failing a safety inspection. President Trump's backing off his claim that climate change is a hoax, but he says he doesn't know if it's man-made. In an interview that aired last night on CBS 60 Minutes, the president said he doesn't want to put the U.S. at a disadvantage by responding to climate change. A new government report says low-income people in states that have an expanded Medicaid are much more likely to forego needed medical care than the poor in other states. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines. The case of an American graduate student in Israel fighting an expulsion order after getting involved in an anti-Israeli boycott is now in the hands of Israel's Supreme Court.
They'll decide whether they handle it or not. If they don't handle it, we'll see how it develops. If they don't handle it, she'll be deported.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the American Laura Al-Qassem, has been in detention since arriving in the country October 2nd. Al-Qassem promoted a boycott of Israel while she was a student at the University of Florida. She claims she is no longer active in that movement. Flash flooding has killed at least 13 people in southwest France as the equivalent of several months of rain fell overnight in the space of just a few hours. Kensington Palace has announced that Prince Harry and wife Meghan Markle are expecting their first child. The news comes just as the two begin a 16-day tour of Australia and the South Pacific. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock today on the 15th of October, Monday, 2018. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week, expanded walk-in humidor, same great customer service, of course. Good people, and that's where you buy your lotto so you can win that $653 million. In the that mega lotto time. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. It's currently 61 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 80 and our lows of 58. Yeah, I know we've been through like a mega windy weekend, but the winds today will be about 11 miles per hour, and tonight going down to around 6 to 8. Tomorrow calls for sunny with a high near 84, and Wednesday with a high near 84. Thursday, sunny with a high near 84, low around 57. Friday will be 87. Saturday, clear with 87. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 83. So we have a beautiful week ahead of us again. Not too high on the winds, but you never know. They can just blow up. But the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veterans are given special discounts. 365-3793. Yes. Go ahead. Speaking of special treatment, somebody who we adore, the vice president of
the investments and finances at Wells Fargo Investments, Susan Eastman. Good morning.
Susan!
Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out mixed this morning after last week's loss of 4%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 30 points at 25,370. The S&P 500 is off 9 points at 2,758. The Nasdaq Composite losing 40 points at 7,456. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America down 67 cents at 2780. General Electric off 6 cents at 1226 per share, and NIO Inc. positive 43 cents at 790. For local stocks of interest, Costco down 93 cents at 225.98, FedEx off 8 cents, trading at 220.93, and Bank of Commerce positive 7 pennies at 1164. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 3.14%, and commodity prices are higher. Gold is up $10.60 an ounce at $1,231. Silver positive 15 cents at $14.84 per ounce, and crude oil up 15 cents, trading at $71 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KNCR. I'm rusty. I lost a week.
Thanks a lot, Susan.
Thank you.
You have a great day. Okay, yeah. First Vice President Investments and Financial Advisor at Wells Fargo Advisors, 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call at 530-243-7561. Now, line number two, Terry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys all doing?
Good.
Great.
Great.
Terry.
Good, good. Well, tonight at 2570 Bonnyview Road, at the church that shall remain nameless, we are going to have Aaron Reznor speaking tonight. She's running for city council. I want to encourage people to come. I think we really need to make sure we vote this time for city council. In fact, vote in all the elections. Also, we will be having an update on Jefferson, and we'll have some exciting news. We just got back from Mariposa County and Stanislaus County, the two newest counties that we filed declarations with the Secretary of State and the Senate and the State Assembly. So there's some exciting things going on, and we'd like to invite everybody out.
You know, I'm going to give either yourself or Mark some time on the show this week to talk about what had happened at SCOTUS and the ramifications of that.
Actually, the simple answer to that is we're the same place that we were.
That's what I
thought.
There is a couple of different
things that are really interesting about it, that, and I'd be happy to go ahead and do that.
Sure. Be glad. I'll have you on this week sometime to talk about that, because I want to see where we're going with this now.
Well, it didn't change anything.
Right.
But we'll be talking about that tonight, and if people go to KCNR 1460 and they go to Jefferson State of Mind, and they go back 2 weeks, our attorney, Gary Zimmerman, one of our attorneys, explains that perfectly. I think we talked about it last Sunday. So
okay.
It's right there in the archives. And, again, those archives and podcasts are just great tools. We're getting people listening from virtually all over the world.
Great. Okay, Terry.
Thanks guys.
Tonight,
thanks
6 p.m.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, you know, every so often we have people on for the first time.
It's a surprise.
No, we have a lot of times we have people on for the first time, but in this case, I got this. I have this young man's name from a friend of mine. You know, that I also, as people know, teach firearms instruction at Northern Firearms Instruction, and the one of our other instructors is a guy by the name of Tony Jackson. And Tony is, you know, he's talking to us one day, and he's talking about movies.
He said Tony's got a SAG card.
Yeah, Tony's got a SAG
card. I go, he's got a SAG card? What's he doing with SAG
and
AFTRA?
And Tony's a tough guy, and he doesn't act like a tough guy. But Tony is a very tough guy. And, you know, he's like a 12th degree this and that. And plus, Tony's just a tough guy. And he talks about these movies he was doing with a young man here in town. And
stunt? Was he doing stunt work?
Yeah, well, that, but he also gets lines in movies too,
okay.
But mainly stunt work.
Okay.
And he talks about, you know, the director. He talks about the producer, and he talks about this young man named Casey Dollar. And so I said, you know, this might be we ought to get him on, because it's not just like one movie. There's more to it. And so Casey, you know, he said, sure, I'll come on.
That's so cool.
And after you talk to Casey, you realize Casey's story is just as good as any movie I've ever heard
of. And Casey's in the studio with us right now. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
Good morning. You a little nervous here?
Yeah, very
just
nervous.
A little bit. Now,
hey, listen, like we said, it's like, come on into our house. This is where we're going to have coffee and just hang out.
Casey, you're a native of Redding.
Yeah, I was born here. My parents were born here.
Okay. And Casey, you were born with the silver spoon in your mouth, and everything was handed to you, right?
Yeah, just the opposite. We might have had a plastic spoon somewhere.
Somewhere, but you weren't sure. Okay, Casey, tell us a little bit about you. The movie business is one thing, but that's not what you. Yeah, that's not what you.
You know, it's
do.
Interesting to get just in ten minutes before we went on, hearing about your. Like where you were born, how you kind of grew up, how many places you lived, and then, you know, how you can better your life. This is a success story right here. You know, and by the way, Casey is really cute. He looks like he would be like a dude that would be either a musician, somebody who is in sports, somebody who is like the guys who skate, you know, the roller skate,
Skateboarding,
snowboarding.
The motocross type. Thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
okay.
There you go.
So that's the way Linda
with
describes
teeth.
People.
Pretty teeth and pretty eyes.
Thanks.
Okay, you know what? It's all uphill
now.
Do you
have any nice things to say about me?
Yeah.
No. So I was born here, like I said, and you know, my grandfather came here for a job to build the Shasta Dam. So my family is rooted here pretty good. And so, you know, we didn't have a lot. My last name is Dollar, but my family history has been pretty poor. And so, you know, that's part of my inspiration growing up is with the last name Dollar. I knew someday that I had to make something of myself. And so, you know, I was saying as I was a kid, you know, we lived behind my aunt. who had a double wide mobile, and we had a little one. And one of my goals was to someday have a place as nice as theirs. And to this date, you know, I've gotten pretty successful. I have several properties, and totally blew away my goal. And so I moved around a lot when I was a kid. I had a rough childhood. But one thing that held it together was a strong mother. You know, she worked her butt off and took care of three kids and showed me what it takes to work hard. And I tried a lot of businesses growing up, dropped out of college, in fact, to open a cafe, and ran that for a year and a half and made less than I would at 7-Eleven or McDonald's, but it was better than any college I ever went to.
Mm.
And so after that, I moved around quite a bit until I met a girl who had the same drive as me. And so we were married pretty quickly after 4 months. And then with two people with a strong drive, we tried a lot of businesses and finally got into real estate and really took off at that. So,
okay, I'm gonna stop right there. Okay, because Casey is running through his life right here. But that so far so good, buddy. So you found your the love of your life.
And my wife, Denny Dollar.
Denny Dollar.
Denny.
Oh, Denny.
Denny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
She's
we got to take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to get and see how we got in this. But the young man, you know, we've talked to Casey, and Casey he's talked about his hard life, but he has skipped over a lot of things. And, and whether we get back to that or not, but the big thing he did talk about is that mom of his. And, you know, a single mom with three kids. And what she taught him. So we got to take a quick break. And Maxwell Insurance is bringing us a segment. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Whether it's, you know, whether you're a veteran, family, seniors, business owners, she's been helping since 1993. Judy Maxwell, she's the one who handles our health insurance. Make sure that Linda's taken care of if something happens to me, which of course won't. But Maxwell Insurance and Financial at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 221-0441. Judy Maxwell is quite the expert in insurance, and she can help you with a number of things, including car fire and the aftermath of the car fire or any fire. We'll be right back with Casey Dollar.
Francie Sullivan, Vice Mayor of the City of Reading. During my term, we've worked hard to make Reading as safe and clean as possible while never spending money we don't have. I've supported every financially feasible aspect of the Blueprint for Public Safety. There's just so much we can't control. State laws have put limits on who can be arrested. Jail space is limited and controlled by the county with their own budget problems. Prevention is our best tool. Every part of city government is focused on making our city safer. Need advice on better lighting for your home or business? RU will help. Our park staff works constantly to partner with everyone from trail groups to private businesses to fill our parks with families. Think food trucks and Carnegie Park, or the bike pump park near the pool at Caldwell, or the volcano at Enterprise. And it's working. Crime went down in the last 6 months in Reading. It's not good enough. I want to keep working to make our city safer. I need your vote. I'm Francie Sullivan. I approve this message, which is paid for by the committee to elect Sullivan for City Council in 2018.
You don't need the golden ticket to attend Wind River Resort and Casino's Wonka Halloween Bash on Saturday, October 27th. Be entertained all night long with Baby Bash featuring DJ Kriz. Enjoy drink specials, dancing, cash drawings, costume contests, and door prizes for a night of unforgettable fun. Over $3,000 in cash and prizes will be given away. Presale admission is $20, 25 day up, or $350 for a VIP booth. So you and your friends can make this a night to remember and receive even more surprises. Your ticket for the VIP booth includes 6 guests, swag, cocktail service, and 1 bottle of Sky Vodka. This signature event sells out fast, so get your tickets now. Go to the River Club or WinRiver.com to purchase tickets. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to be for your Wonka Halloween Bash. Book a room in our hotel, or Wind River Resort and Casino offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Halloween is better at the river.
Every year, Goldmart Fine Jewelry customers have enjoyed our fall clearance sale, finding everything from that matching band to go with their engagement ring to that absolutely perfect vintage piece. Once again, we've brought together the best selection of one-of-a-kind items, priced them to move, and now's the time to act. The sale has begun, and you'll have till the end of the month to save. Better than Black Friday or online sales. Hurry, make time to visit our massive showroom. If you wait too long, your neighbor will snag that piece you've always wanted. Goldmart Fine Jewelry on Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567. I'm a broke nigga. Now I ain't saying she a
gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 1460. We're having a great time in here with Casey Dollar of Top Dollar Productions. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Started 10 years ago. It's in over 40 counties and has been instrumental in leading the changes in the instruction and how to teach people to safely use firearms. Northern Firearms Instruction, check out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. We're here with Casey Dollar, who is a resident here of Reading, who has come up a tough way when he thought making it. He says, you know, all I want is to be able to have that double wide like my aunt had, and has gone far beyond that, is a self-built man. But one of the reasons is he met this young lady years ago. How long have you all been married?
We've been married now over 12 years.
12 years.
Yeah.
That in 4 months, they both knew that they had met the one that was going to be the one, the love of their life, got married, and they've been pushing forward. Okay, so Casey, you have... So you decided to, after you had your cafe, that, okay, I learned a lot, but that's obviously not going to work. Mm-hmm. So then what'd you do?
I went back to being a waiter. I've been a waiter on and off for 10 years. So when I met my wife, I met her here. She wanted to move to L.A. to work in L.A. Mm-hmm. And so she said, quit your job today and let's go. And I said, you know, well, I need to get a job in L.A. So give me at least a week to give a notice. And so I did that, and I went down, and I jumped in on some restaurants, and she had her job, and so we saved up some money, and tried to start a business. It didn't work, so we went back and saved up some more, tried to start a business. Didn't work.
What was the businesses y'all were trying? If you don't mind.
Yeah, she'd done the kiosk. She's from Israel. She's Israeli, and so it was Israeli products, skincare, things like that, and malls, And she was doing that when I met her here, but you can make more in L.A.
Yeah.
So, we had tried several things, and we even tried 12 fairs 1 year. We had went to Washington and opened 5 kiosks in the malls there, and then we tried one in San Francisco. Didn't work out so well, but we never gave up. Every time we went back to nothing, we took big risks because you can always make more. You can always try it again.
Wait a minute. This is a good. Did you just hear what he just said? Here's a young man that says, hey, it's a big risk, but if he doesn't make it, we're going to start over again. Mm-hmm. This is a man that's not going to quit. This is the kind of guy you don't want to fight.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Right.
So we had one final shot in L.A. where we saved up some more money, and I told her, let's go back to Reading. I said, we have a little nest egg. We can make it or break it in Reading. Give me 2 years. And if it doesn't work out, I'll go anywhere in the world you want. And so we went back to Reading. We were offered a wholesale deal on a house that we flipped, and we made really decent money. And we were waiting to have a career to have kids. So by this time, 4 years, we'd been married and went everywhere. So we flipped the house. It was successful. And within 2 weeks, we found out we were pregnant.
Oh.
And so we got into flipping houses. And then we invested a lot of money in trading or training to how to flip houses. So it really excelled from there. But
when you say training yourself or training others?
No, we trained with the show, stars of the show flipping houses on TV. And very expensive, another huge risk.
Wait a minute. Let's go back to that for a second.
I'm trying to understand
Casey,
that.
So they offer, like, classes you come
there?
They
have a seminar in town. There they ask you for quite a bit of money. And then you go to that seminar, they ask you for quite a bit more money. But what we decided is if, you know, it's another big risk is, you know, we spent pretty much our savings on this training. And we said if it works, then we'll make double. If it doesn't work, we'll just do it again.
Start all over again.
And but it worked. So, you know, we blew away our goals on how many houses to flip. And then in 9 years, we've hit 100 flips in Shasta County. And it was really important to do it all here because this is my hometown, and I want to make streets in Redding better.
So you found a house.
Mm-hmm.
It's decrepit.
Yeah, very decrepit.
And you come in, and you just like the TV show, and you just...
Do you have a team working for you? How do you find the houses?
The first three houses, I didn't know anything about construction, so I hired.
So you've never done construction either?
Never in my life, and but I did 80% of it myself. I hand rolled inside and out my first three houses. I painted myself with a roller. I didn't even know about a sprayer, and so I did 80% on my first three houses. And then once I expanded, then I started to get crews. At one time, I had over 20 something people working on 7 houses at the same time.
Did you have to get a license here, buddy?
I'm not. I own a property, so I don't have to have a contractor or be one, but I hire a lot of contractors.
Okay, so as long as you own the property, then you can hire the people mm-hmm. to do the work for you.
Yeah, and I can get my own permits and things. But anything plumbing, electrical, you know, that stuff, I always hire contractors. Anything that needs to be permitted.
Is that where you met Tony?
Tony, yes. I hired him to do one of my flips.
So, wow.
And he was teaching one of my sons, or both my sons, martial arts for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, wow. You flipped over 100 homes.
Properties and homes.
And and you're continuing to do this.
Oh, yeah. And it's not like TV, you know, what they tell you make on TV, it's not the real world.
Right.
You know, we've done a lot of flips where we barely made anything and some that we made more than others, but. Altogether, we're doing okay. But
so are you currently working on those right now?
Yeah, I have several going right now, yeah. So, so we got a little ahead, and that's why I decided to try the movie world. But like I said, Renee.
Okay, so how did you get into that then? I mean, I can understand that, okay, you know, this thing about the houses, I've never done this before, and let's take a seminar to see if it's something we want to do. Mm-hmm. And so you said, yeah, I think we can do this. And then you knew that hard work and all this that you were going to be able to. And so you flipped that first house and then you said, oh, okay. And then you moved on. So how did you get involved then? You know, I'm going to take an early break, just like 3 or 4 minutes early, which we don't usually do. Because I don't want to stop once we get into this is how you got into movies. I mean, and by the way, my friends, you know, Casey has skipped over a lot of parts of his life. He had a really, really tough childhood, and that he moved around a lot. They didn't have anything to do with his mother. But when he was with his mother, that you know, she gave him that grounding. This is Casey Dollar, by the way, young man that was born here in town. Has left for a little bit with his wife when they first got married, came back, and has been making his living back here in town. I mean, and is now, and then got involved in movies. Some people always say, who is this person? Because we don't give your name enough. So we're going to keep saying your name all the time. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends at Shameless O'Leary's Irish Pub. And the reason I'm bringing that one up is because you had a debut of your movie at Shameless.
Well, it was a casting call, so we were showing the movie on the back wall, but we had done it to try and get more local actors, and we do those quite often. We haven't had an actual theater yet to do a real premiere. But.
No, but we talked about this, and this is this is one of the things we're going to do is get him a theater.
We're going to fix you up.
So we can get the old limo there.
Mm-hmm.
and the people on it. Anyway, Seamus O'Leary's. O'Leary's. I mean, I tell you what, it's been voted the best Irish pub in the whole area. I just went off. What'd you do? What'd you do to me? Turn me down?
It was the monitor. Yeah, don't say bad words when his headphones go out, okay? Because the mic is still very live. Even if you can't hear it,
I almost said it. Oh, okay. Enjoy wings, burgers, and Irish nachos. 16 beers on tap. Come down for Monday Night Football, which happens to be tonight. Bet the bookie. Win cash and prizes. Reading's only true Irish pub. Seamus O'Leary's Irish pub right there on California Street. We'll be right back with Casey Dollar. And the time is 8:30. No, not even 8:30. 8:28, 61 degrees, going up to 80 today. We'll be right back.
Brian Dolly for Assembly, 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Dolly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Dolly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving the North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, an LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Good morning, everybody. 8:32 in the morning here on the 15th, this Monday, 61 degrees, going up to 80 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a better-known business there. Great place to get your haircut. Hey, Linda and I are here with Casey Dollar of Top Dollar Productions. And he's just a synopsis. He was born and raised here in Redding. Casey had a very eventful, tough life when he was growing up. His mom...
Eight schools in 8 years.
Mm-hmm. You know, as a part of his life. His mom ends up raising he and his two siblings.
Sisters.
His two sisters. Mm-hmm. And...
he had to be the man of the house.
Was, yeah. But she instilled in him this work ethic. And Casey, over the years... has done that. He has worked and he met the love of his life. And 4 months later, they got married and they started businesses, failed, and kept coming back. And then came back up to Redding, flipped his first house, said, "Now this is something I think we can do." Took a seminars on it, which took all the rest of the money, and then came back and has made a success in flipping houses and in real estate. And
all in Shasta County.
All over Shasta County. A great, great, great story if we just stopped right there. But no. Casey's kind of looking around. How did you get into movie business?
Okay, so I was gotten a new house by the hospital. It's on the corner of Rosalind and West Street. And it's the only one that's not medical yet. People had had it for 30 years. They're renting it for 30 years. So... somebody had trashed it really bad. So a friend of mine, Eddie Price, he had texted me, "Do I have any houses that look like basically like a crack house for a film that his friend is doing?" And I said, "Yeah, I just happen to have one," and because they all pretty much look like that before I fix them. And so they come over and check it out, and they said, "Yeah, this looks great." And I said, "Well, I have quite a few more properties too, if you want to check those out." So I take them on a little tour, and for the movie Death Kiss, they ended up using three of my properties. So one of them happened to be my metal building that I'd recently got on North Market, and it worked out so well there that that's when I decided to turn that kind of into a studio. But during the filming of Death Kiss, I had asked the director how I can invest in the movies, because since he makes them all here in Chester County and you never hear about it, you know, I want to see about how that works and see if I can invest in it. And he said, you know, he doesn't deal with that. The producer will be coming out of L.A. in a week or two. I could talk to him about it. So I talked to him about producing or investing in it. And he said, you know, he doesn't really take partners and things like that. So it really was on my mind that, you know, that means that most of the money heads back out of Reading, even though everything is filmed here. So, quite a few more talks with the director, and in the end, we made a deal where I
and the director is
Rene Perez.
Rene Perez.
Yeah, after quite a few meetings, you know, talked about the fact that I have a lot of properties and, mm-hmm. and I know a lot of people, and we can get a lot of local things going a lot easier. We agreed that it would be a good idea for me to do some of the producing here, so we decided on a few movie deal right off the bat, and then see where it goes from there.
So you you did something recently. Let's talk about some of the actors that you were able to get in to come up. And then you're curious, did you have to pay them their fee, or did they have a part of the film, such as, like, John Schneider?
Yeah, so with John Schneider, that was interesting because,
John Schneider, for all you people, was Dukes of Hazzard, but he's been in a lot of other movies and TV shows
he's
since
Superman's
then.
Dad in Smallville. Right now, yeah. He's starring on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah. Is he on Dancing with the Stars right now?
Yeah.
All right.
And
he does great summer stock and theater. He's great.
Oh, yeah. He's a country music star as well.
Yeah.
So the way that we ended up with him is we had Kevin Sorbo lined up to do it. And
Kevin Sorbo was Hercules.
Hercules.
And he's kind of gotten into the Christian films
One of the God is Real,
I've done this. Yeah.
And so that's who we really had in mind. And but then he contacted the director and said, "I didn't realize I'd die at the end of this movie, and I don't like to do movies where I die." So he backed out. We had 2 weeks before filming started. And to find a big-name actor in 2 weeks is really an impossibility, because they're usually busy, especially 2 weeks out. So the director told me about a Comic-Con in Sacramento. I'd never been to a Comic-Con, and he said, you know, there's a few actors that are going to be there, including the guy who played Freddy Krueger. And he said, what do you think? And I said, I think that we can go get us an actor. And so, you know, this is just me, like, if it's possible, I can do it. So we left Reading the next morning and with a 5% chance of coming back with an actor. And so I'm thinking, you walk in and they're just hanging out. You walk up and talk to them. No big deal. You know, like, how hard could it be? But so we get there. And,
how hard can it be?
Yeah.
So but that's what you said about everything,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. And so we go in and there's a huge lines where you pay to have a picture taken with these guys. So it costs $65 to have a picture taken with it.
Wow.
And but you can't do the picture for two and a half more hours. And so, you know, so there's a couple actors that I decided to go in line with. And so then we're walking around Comic-Con, and I see John Schneider doing autographs. So I'm like, oh, you know, let's go do the autograph thing. So he wants $40 for an autograph. And so I pay that, and I'm in line. There's 50 people in front of me, and then by the time I get close, there's another 50 behind me. But everybody's getting 15 seconds with them. It's like, what's your name? Signature, bye. What's your name? Signature, bye. Like, I mean, there's security ushering people along. And you try and start any conversation, and they're like, get out of here. And so it dropped at that point to 1% chance of getting this guy. Like, it was like, what am I going to do in 15 seconds, you know? So I get to the front, and I hand – they're not letting anyone take pictures because you've got to pay over the other side to take pictures. And so I get to the front, and I'm like, my name is Casey Dollar. I'm a movie producer in Northern California. I really want to hire you. You know, I think it's crazy about, you know, all the stuff that went on with Dukes of Hazzard and this and that. And long story short, I told Renee to take a picture, and security's telling him no. And John Schneider points over and says, he's going to hire me. He can take a picture. So I'm the only one in line that has a picture of him signing my autograph. And so I said, well, how am I going to get in touch with you? And he pulls out a cell phone and texts from his cell phone his agent's number and said, contact her and we'll go from there. And so I turned around. My heart was beating a mile a minute. And I just walked out of line with his personal cell phone number. And
wow.
So then we're walking around, and I'm like, well, I already paid for the picture, and that's still another 2 hours from now. So do I want to look like a weird fan and wait back through that line when I'm hiring him. I'll see him as much as I want. Take his name for
yeah. Yeah. Hey, look, so, I'm going to pay him a lot more money than $65 to see him.
Yeah. So, but I said, you know what? I still want to have more conversation. I want to make sure we lock this in. So I wait in line for that.
Got him back in line.
Yeah. I immediately, well, it was 2 hours later. So I immediately after that, I text his agent and said, you know, I just met with him and I want to hire him and, you know, get back to me when you can. So weirdest thing happened. We're in line and there's a bunch of people behind us, and I said, let's keep getting to the back of the line so we can have as much time to talk as possible. So everybody's so thankful we're letting them cut in line the whole time. And we finally get in there, and we're last, and I said, hey, you know, why don't you check out the trailer of Death Kiss? It was the last film made in Reading, and it was used at my studio. And so we're watching this 90-second video of the trailer. This is 2.5 hours after...
You're watching a video that with John Schneider.
With John
He's
Schneider.
Watching it with you.
Yeah, we're
okay.
watching the
after 2.5 hours of waiting in line.
Yeah, and it's a 90-second trailer. During that 90 seconds, his agent texts me. So her text comes across the screen. She didn't text me in the last 2 hours. It was during that 90-second, and I think that's what locked it in. And he said, oh, that's my agent. And I said, yeah, she's responding to my text. And then so... We talked, and he's like, yeah, that works out. Let's set it up. 3 days later, plane tickets were purchased. Contracts were signed. And a week and a half later, he's landing in Reading.
Did you have to rewrite the ending so he doesn't die?
No, this is a different guy.
No. Schneider, yeah. It's okay. Schneider doesn't mind dying.
Yeah. Kevin
Wait
Sorbo.
A minute. Are we giving away too much of the movie?
No, I think that's okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'm confused because John Schneider signed for a movie.
But it was Kevin Sorbo that we were originally going to try and have.
Okay, got
and
it.
And he didn't want to die at the end of the movie.
Got it. Kevin
Schneider,
did.
Schneider's, now, okay. Now, Schneider comes up here, and though he's not an A-list,
mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure, you know, where he falls in the hierarchy, but he's well-known
yeah,
and
well-respected
yeah,
well
and all
known,
that.
Is why
well-known, well-respected. Now, what was he like to work with?
He was insanely amazing.
Yeah.
And
gracious, you know, so I bet.
Yeah. So, you know, I had this idea of how they'd be. You bring them back here. They go straight to their hotel room until yeah. 5 minutes before they, you know, shoot. But I bring him back to Reading, and all he said, he just got done doing a bunch of signings, so mm-hmm. not to have a big crowd waiting for him and stuff like that. So I accommodated that, and so we go out to eat at Kobe's, and we hung out there, and then we...
Did people recognize him?
A few people here and there.
Most wouldn't know, because you don't expect to see him.
No, one. That guy yeah, looks
yeah,
like...
Yeah, once somebody knew it was yeah. him, then everybody said, yeah. oh, no. That's right. So... So, yeah, we ended up hanging out till like 11 o'clock that night, and then he goes back to his hotel, pick him up the next day. We were supposed to shoot from 8 to 8, 12 hours, and, you know, we had scenes that were 4 minutes of dialogue, and usually it would take over an hour for that. So he comes in, we see action, he does the entire 4 minutes perfectly the first time. And so
wow.
we all look at each other like, well, okay, what are we going to do for the next hour? And so by 3:30, we were completely done.
You're wrapped.
I mean... Everything was perfect, and so we, you know, we have movie guns and things like that. So, we're like, so I have a massive American flag in my studio, and so we're like, how about you stand in front of that flag and fire off fully automatic Uzis, you know, with blanks. So we got video of him just unloading Uzis, and you know, I ran out and bought a Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox and a bunch of different things. So he's signing a bunch of stuff for me, and that stuff I
you can still find that stuff.
It took me like 6 antique shops to find one lunchbox, but I got it figured out. And, yeah, my director, Renee, he got me a couple of things off of eBay also. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the stuff I'm doing, I'm going to auction for charity at the premiere.
Right,
sure.
That'll and, be fabulous.
Yeah.
What did
you say about Reading? He loved it. We went around.
Okay, the question was, what did he say about
Reading? What did he say about Reading?
Yeah. Oh, okay. He has on his... phone as 4G video, so we went around and he took videos of a lot of the old hotels and you know, bridges.
Cool.
We spent a lot of time on the Sundial Bridge.
Yeah,
and he's going to use that. He has a studio in Louisiana, so he's going to use that. Like he has a interior hotel in his studio. So
mm-hmm.
after filming 4 or 5 of these hotels, he said, "Now I have 5 hotels at my studio."
Cool.
You film the outside and then the inside is different. So one of the coolest things he did is after filming. I went back, dropped him off, picked him up 2 hours later, and he hung out with me the entire evening again. And we went in Sundial Bridge, and there was a couple guys on the side with the guitar. And we sat with them, and he played at least 10 songs.
Like oh, really? Did he play their guitar?
Their guitar,
oh, wow.
His top hits. Some people walking by recognized him. Some people didn't.
That's cool.
But everybody said, wow, you know, he's amazing. And we're just dressed casual. So some people just thought we were part of the group on the side
uh-huh.
of the road. And then we walked the bridge, and people started running up who had left and got stuff and came back. So they were, like, running up
really?
For him to sign stuff. Yeah.
Oh,
and the guy in the hotel, his grandma had made him a pillow of the General Lee car. And so he had went and got this pillow, and so he's signing the pillow. But, I mean,
okay.
Most incredible guy I've ever met.
Okay, we got to take a break here. But isn't it nice to...
Yeah.
We've met a variety of people also, you know, that have come through here that's, you know what, when you meet them, they are totally different than what you think they're going to be, the ones from American Graffiti, you know, stroll through here. And so it's really nice, though, to hear that there's other people like Schneider who is, you know, they haven't let a little bit of fame overcome their ability to be nice people. So, and Casey, you're a nice guy, so I'm sure that had something to do with it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. It's not assisted living. These are people that are on a party over there. It's like a little cruise boat right down on Hartnell Avenue with Captain Brian, gourmet food. They go out and visit, party, play cards. They have a great time. They're just tired of taking care of yards and cooking every day. This is River Commons Senior Center. You've got to head on down there, see what it looks like, visit them, and you're going to, you know, your whole attitude about senior living will change. We'll be right back with Casey Dollar of Top Dollar Productions. But they turned her into a princess, and they sat her on a throne, but she turned her back.
that she wanted to be alone. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you hardly even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame.
He's just a very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
Jerry, will you check if Dave has started his Christmas shopping yet?
You know he didn't start until December 24th last year.
Of course he has not started.
That explains the PJs and the calendar I received last year.
Just for that, I think Dave owes you diamonds this year.
Oh, I like that idea. How can we make that happen?
I'm adding Gold Mart's fall clearance sale to his calendar right now.
Awesome. I just love diamonds. I'm going to Gold Mart right now to pick out items for my wish list. Thanks, Sherry.
Shop Gold Mart Fine Jewelers fall clearance sale. Now through October 31st on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
We're going to go see them.
She was looking so right.
He's on his farewell tour.
Oh,
one of his backup singers.
Bob Seger, 12 feet from fame. One of my first CDs I listened to all the time was Seger. Still do. Hey, welcome back, everybody.
Carl and Linda Bott. 1460.
That's right down here in downtown Reading. It's about 8 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's going to be up to 80 degrees today.
As you say, the epicenter of being real
here. Hey, you know what? We've had a great time this last hour. We're here with Casey Dollar of Top Dollar
Entertainment.
Top Dollar Films.
I'm sorry. And the thing about it is Casey was born and raised here and overcame a tough childhood. And we're not going to get into this, but it was a tough childhood. His mom took over and raised him and his two sisters, and put into them this hard work ethic. And he wanted to have this double wide. He wanted to be at least to have, gosh, I just want this double wide, that, you know, that success. And he is so far gone past that. And Casey is, I tell you what, after talking to Casey and seeing and listening about him, his wife, and his two kids and their work ethic, it's such the American story. It's somebody that's overcome adversity through tenacity, hard work, and not quitting, not being afraid to try. That's the big thing, and try new things. So after becoming very successful in real estate and flipping houses, which he's still doing, I think I'll get into the movies. And I'm still not quite clear on this, but he got into the movies and has been a success in that. And now the last one, it's getting ready for release here.
Yeah, it's called The Dragon Unleashed. It's basically a superhero ninja type movie. It's a boy who grew up wanting to be a superhero, and he ends up working. The government recruits him, and so he goes on working with them until they push him to go too far. Uh-huh. And then, I won't get too much into the details.
No.
But we're working on a part two now where he breaks out and starts becoming the superhero he wanted to be, and so we'll have more big actors in town and things.
I did see the trailer for this film, and production value-wise, as somebody who has dabbled in this sort of thing rather deeply, the production value is worse. I'm going, this was shot here?
Yeah.
And this is the thing, is, my friends, it is shot here. It's using a lot of local people. Now, your main actors, are you bring it from other places, mm-hmm. but you have a lot of local talent going on this, too.
That's our goal, is to get more. We want to eventually get most of our key actors here. We're mm-hmm. even willing to pay for acting classes and things like that if we get the right people. But, of course, we have to bring in real stars to sell the movie.
Now, and then you turn, and the way that you market this, mm-hmm. as most movies nowadays are, because if you look at all these, really super big names, Pacino and all these, it goes straight to, was it straight to video?
Straight to DVD.
Yeah, or something like that. But you go someplace and then you market it.
Yeah, you market it to the places that will take it to DVD. Mm-hmm. So you have to sell to all the countries individually. And so that's what I'm trying to work on doing myself. You can just grab middlemen to do that for you, and they take their big cut. But
and that's where you lose all the money, is that middle guy there who just, they will just drain you.
Yeah, you never know what they'll hand you in the end. But, I want to learn all the different possibilities.
Sure.
If there's a way to do it better, then that's what I'm all about, is doing things
better. Better.
Thinking outside the box. One thing that I wanted to touch on before we run out of time was, what I like to talk to young kids about, how to get successful, things like that. One of the funniest moments of my life was one of my renters. I went over there to fix something that most guys should be able to fix, and he's sitting on the couch playing video games. And as I was leaving, it's 10 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, and he stops me at the door and said, can I ask you how you became so successful? All I said was, for one thing, I never sat on the couch playing video games at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday, and walked out the door and shut it. And that's all it took. And so that's kind of the epitome of, a lot of our youth today. And so another big one that has gotten me to succeed is, people who are out of a job and, they look for a job an hour or two a day. My biggest thing is, and I ask a lot of people, is how much time do you spend? And when they say that, I say, how are you going to work 8 hours a day if you can't look for a job 8 hours a day? People who tell me that they can't find a job, especially in today's market, we've really jumped it up.
I don't believe them when they say that. I don't believe they're trying.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And, because they'll be home at 2. I put in 3 or 4 applications. And, a lot of time in my life, I didn't have a car. And I walked, 8 hours a day, restaurant after restaurant, store after store. When I first moved back to Reading years ago, before I met my wife, I was the waiter at Chili's in San Francisco making $165 a day in tips. Came back to Reading, no problem. I'll just jump in at a restaurant. And nobody was hiring. So I ended up at Hometown Buffet stocking silverware for $7.50 an hour. And I did that, and I still went out after work every day looking for a job until I got something better. But I could have been too proud to do that, but I had bills. So here I went from head waiter in San Francisco restaurant to stocking silver at Hometown Buffet in Reading, you know, because you got to do what it takes.
Right. You got to do what you have to do.
But you were the best silverware stalker.
Oh, yeah.
Stacker. And boy, did you learn, stacker. So, but boy, did you learn something doing that.
Yeah.
I think in every job, it doesn't matter if you consider it menial, there's something in that moment that you learn or where your mind goes or how you can relate better to people in busing a table, in those things.
What that taught me is to spend extra hours looking for a better job.
Well, that's it. And, you know, I've had jobs that just convinced me this is not what I want to do the rest of my life, and I want to go on and do something else. So, okay, we're talking to Casey Dollar, which is a great name, by the way.
Thank you.
Know,
is it C-A?
K-A-S-U-I.
Okay.
And Casey from Top Dollar Films. Top Dollar Films, and they make films right here in the North State, and they always are looking for people that want to be in the films.
And crack houses.
And they're looking for crack houses that he can flip.
So, yeah, right.
You know what? There was a place on our street that you would have loved because it was just like that. But we had somebody come in there and just totally rehab it, and they lived there for a couple years.
Yeah, we had squatters in there.
Oh, yeah. It was like 15, 20 people in there. Anyway, you would have loved this place, and we would have loved you afterwards after you had chased them out.
It adds 10% value to everybody in the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Casey, thanks a lot.
No problem.
We appreciate it. And this is not the last time. And we'll, as you move along in the movie industry and you got the big studios here and Northern California becomes the New Mexico of film production.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. Anyway, have a great day today. Hey, everybody. Tomorrow, we've got a lot of neat things happening on tomorrow also. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you need to fill about 15 seconds here before the music kicks.
Well, but you're just telling me about it.
Well, I was wondering what was on tomorrow.
That was the 30-second.
We have a filled day. That's all we know. And so have a great day, everybody. And remember, it's Free Fire Radio here on KPNR 1460.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding.